This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, last name is Hill, H-I-L-L. Her date of birth is 5/18/1933. Date of evaluation is 11/15/2023. HPI history, page complaints, psychiatric evaluation requested for management of anxiety and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 90 years old female who was admitted to this facility on 10/3/2023 and readmitted on 11/1/2023. Patient chart indicates acute and chronic respiratory failure, pneumonia. History of congestive heart failure, morbid obesity, COPD, atrioventricular block, history of urinary tract infections, low back pain, chronic kidney disease, iron deficiency anemia, major depressive disorder, hypertensive heart disease, mitral valve insufficiency, gout, patient was started on Xanax 0.25 mg Q12 hours PRN by primary care physician, and she's also on Sertraline 75 mg once a day. During my evaluation, patient acknowledged increased anxiety, nervousness, worrying, thinking that something bad might happen. She was easily tearful. She could not tell me what specifically is troubling her. Peter, I did speak to a patient's daughter, Jennifer, who thinks that mom might be afraid of falling. Patient's chart indicates that she was previously seen by our service at Lord's Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center in 2020 for similar problems, and at that time she was on Xanax 0.25 mg Q8 hours and citalopram. Patient denied any feelings of hopelessness, suicidal ideation, her sleep and appetite is fair. No paranoia, delusions, hallucinations. Reported. Next paragraph, patient reports that she does see a psychiatrist virtually. Patient thought his name is Dr. Balian, B-A-L-I-A-N. Your daughter reported that our psychiatrist is Dr. Jamil, J-A-M-I-L, who had recommended Xanax 0.25 mg for management of her anxiety on top of Zoloft. Next paragraph, patient reports that her husband passed away 2 years ago. She stated that he was an obstetrician and worked at Pontiac General Hospital. Patient gets tearful talking about him and reports that she misses him a lot. Patient reports that her one daughter is an artist and reports that one son teaches at WSU in urban psychology, and another daughter who lives in New York teaches feminist psychology. Patient reports that she has a degree in experimental psychology. Next paragraph. Review of systems. general non-reported IIG or nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, gastrointestinal, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph. Past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero. Prior suicide attempts, no. Prior suicide aggression, no. Next paragraph, education, highest college degree. Current occupation, retired. Reports that he worked at NIMH. Next paragraph, current relationship, widowed, a number of children, three. Legal issue, prior difficulty, legal system, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, regulatory form, chart, nursing, peer phone call with patient daughter Jennifer. Next paragraph, under history and habits, under review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in an HPI. Next paragraph, psychiatric mental status examination, blood pressure is 159 over 65, pulse 74, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative motor movements, normal gait, not tested, speech clear, mood dysphoric, anxious, easily tearful, thought process intact, association, no abnormal association, thought content, normal perceptual disturbances, no evidence of any auditory visual hallucination, level of consciousness, alert, oriented to person, place, time, memory, recent intact and remote intact, attention, concentration, fair, language, clear, upon knowledge, fair, judgment, fair. Next paragraph, under medication, CMAR, Xanax 0.25 milligram Q12 hours PRN. Number two, Zoloft 75 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans. Anxiety disorder, did you know, physiological condition, F06.4. Plans. Change Xanax PRN to Xanax 0.25 milligram BID, considering persistent anxiety. Period continues all after as prescribed. Next paragraph, number two, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. J44.9. Number three, pneumonia, history of pneumonia due to coronavirus disease. Number three, acute and chronic respiratory failure with hypoxia, J96.21. Next paragraph, disposition, notify our service for any persistent changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to receive a monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, patient could benefit from psychotherapy. Work on practicing meditation and deep breathing techniques. Next, ongoing follow-up with the PCP for management of multiple medical problems. Next paragraph, order and procedure 99305. Next paragraph, under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis, the common side effects of benzodiazepine, SSRI. Next paragraph, risk benefit statements and decision to treat. In my medical determination, the power reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits of the recommended medication intervention given the current emotional suffering of the resident. This is the end of dictation.